Guelph, Aramosa. The owners of a Century home on the outskirts of Guelph aren't looking for a fight, they want answers. David and Carrie Brandau of Guelph, Aramosa Township are challenging the County of Wellington's efforts to expropriate much of their front yard as it looks to widen a section of Wellington Road 124, with roundabouts planned just west of them. They've appealed the move to the Ontario Land Tribunal. I'm not mad and wanting to fight City Hall. I just want someone to answer some questions. This appears to be the most effective way, hopefully, to make that happen, David Brandau said. My perception is there's no problem. The roadwork plan, as approved by County Council in 2019, calls for Wellington Road 124 to be expanded to 4 lanes between to be installed roundabouts at Wellington Road 32 North and another at Wellington Road South, which are both currently signalized, three-way intersections. In front of the Brandos' home, on the southwest corner of the crossing with Whitelaw Road, 3 lanes of traffic are planned, up from the current 2. There is to be 1 lane for each direction of travel, along with a center turning lane. The signalized intersection is to remain at Whitelaw. Land acquisition is ongoing, said County Engineer Don Kudo, with the relocation of utility lines planned for later this year. The first phase of construction is anticipated to begin next year, with the project completed in 2026. Some of the needed land has already been bought, he added, noting the expropriation process is underway for 27 properties. At this time, the Brandaus are the only ones to file an appeal with the Ontario Land Tribunal. We're not sure what location we want to start with, Kudo said of the project, noting the work will be done in phases. The design process is really where we're at. Current estimates put the price tag at $26.5 million, though the engineer noted the real cost won't be known until companies bid on the work. An environmental assessment conducted ahead of County Council's approval explains the cities of Guelph and Cambridge have been growing rapidly for the past 15 years, with increasing transportation demands. As a result, the corridor must be upgraded to meet current demands and to accommodate future growth as identified in the previous studies and policies, states the EA report. Brandau isn't convinced the road needs to be widened in front of his house. There's an enormous problem down by the 32 where they're going to put a roundabout in, he said. I've been living here for almost 30 years and I've never seen traffic get backed up, more than about 4 or 5 cars, at Whitelaw Road. The county's plan, Brandau said, is to expropriate 15 feet from his front yard. That's about half of it. The fence and the bushes out there help with the noise, which is considerable, so we're concerned what the noise is going to be like 15 feet closer, he said, wondering if some sort of new noise barrier is to be built and what's to happen to their garden. At the end of the day, you can't fight City Hall, but in the absence of anyone answering the questions we have, we thought we'd appeal and then maybe that will help get answers. Brandau said he's reached out to county staff on a few occasions but has never heard back. The county will work with the property owners through the expropriation process including ongoing negotiations, Kudo said in a follow-up email. The project as a whole covers the 5.5-kilometer section of Wellington Road 124 between Fife Road and Guelph Aramosa Road 1.